Philippians, the second chapter of the book of Philippians, and we're going to find in the word. I want you to stand and we're going to read this word together. It's up there on the board. Robbie, you did a real good job with your speech, son. Amen. You were so excited when you read it. Amen. You too, Kylie, you were very excited when you read your speech. Philippians 2 and 8, let's read it all together. And being found fast as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Amen. We may be seated. We're going to talk from this subject, the Father, Son, the Holy Ghost, and I. Obedient to the end. Say that, obedient to the end. Now, this is our subtopic. I'm going to repeat this. Hey, man, say, I'm going to do right to the end. Say it again. I'm going to do right to the end. Amen. When we look at this thing in our text today, we see Jesus, the Son of God, who is our Savior. How many know he's your Savior? And how many of y'all know if he wouldn't have did what he did, you and I wouldn't be here today? And where we're looking at in the situation where the Apostle Paul is talking to the church at Philippi, and he tells them about who Jesus was and is. And one of the things he said about Jesus was that Jesus didn't have to do what he did, but he did. And it all started out by him doing what the Father had told him to do. He said, I'm going to be obedient to what the Father tells me to do. Y'all heard that? He said, I'm going to be what? Obedient to what the Father tells me to do. His assignment here is to go down on earth and be clothed in the fashion of a human being. Now think about this, y'all. He coming from glory to be fashioned as a human being. He didn't come and make a reputation. He didn't come to be well known. But his purpose was to come and to die, to be the living sacrifice for the remission of all our sin. Isn't that something? His purpose was to come to die. And what God was looking for, he was looking for the perfect sacrifice. Somebody that would obey him to the very end. Isn't that something? And Jesus said, I'll go. I'll do it. I can go down now. And the reason why he was able to be obedient and do what he did is because he loved us. I don't know who I'm talking to today. Don't worry about who don't love you. God loves you. He loves you right where you are. In spite of, isn't that right? Because folk will love you because of, but God will love you in spite of. Isn't that right? Amen. So his love for us, he said, Father, I'll obey you. I'll go. And what we find is he came down here on earth, and he went through all the tests, the trials, and the temptations, and he got down to the final analysis. He was getting ready to go die. Let me talk to somebody here today. Your time going to come. And mine too. Well, it's going to get to the point where we at the end. And we going to have to die. Isn't that right? It ain't about what mama said. It ain't about what daddy said. It ain't about what nobody said. It's about have we been obedient. Have we been obedient? You know, the big eye in the sky don't lie. The record going to show. Amen. Whether our name going to be written in the book of life or not, but it going to get down one day to the end. This is what Jesus was. He was at the end. He thought about what he had to go through, but he said, not my will, Father, but I'm going to let your will be done. The fact that he had to go on that cross and be crucified, and he had to go through the pain and the suffering, the shame, and he really didn't have to do it. But he did it. And he was tempted with the fact to come down and stop and give up and quit. But if he didn't, he would never have finished the course, and it would cost all of us not to be here today. Man, I'm glad he was obedient. Now imagine him on that cross. It hurt, y'all. For all your disciples to run away and leave you. Everybody who said, I love you, saying, crucify you. And people mocking him, you know. Look at him. He said he's the Son of God. And there he is on that cross dying for them, and they didn't even appreciate it. But he could have came down. But he didn't. He was obedient in spite of all what he went through. And you know how some of us, we'll obey long as it's comfortable for us. But I don't care what it was, the situation was, he said, I'm going to obey and I'm going to do what the Father tell me to do. And I'm going to do it even to the end. But he couldn't do that until he realized he had to humble himself. You know what's wrong with us? We wreck ourselves because we don't humble ourselves. Jesus realized this right now is what I promised the Father, and I'm going to do this, and I got to stop thinking about myself. Here's the question today, y'all. Jesus really humbled himself on that cross. Now, must Jesus bear the cross alone and all the rest of us go free? Do you know there's a cross for you and there's a cross for me? You know that cross was about you. It was about you. It was about other people. It was about all of us. And how many of us willing to go through and bear our cross for somebody else? He wasn't selfish. He wasn't about me, my, I. He humbled himself. You know, it's hard for some of us to humble ourselves. Especially when we're going through something we don't have to. Amen. Might well say amen. You still breathing, ain't you? Amen. Glory to God. But must Jesus bear the cross alone and all the rest of us go free? Let me tell y'all something, that Jesus did something that was so powerful, and that was be obedient. Obedience is powerful. Isn't it powerful? It's powerful. Obedience is power. Let me tell you how powerful obedience is. When you are obedient down here on earth, and you do what God tells you to do, in heaven, power is released to you. I'm talking about power, supernatural power, is added, you know, to your power. It really is supernatural power. What it does, it causes heaven to release that power on your life. And guess what? You can do things that seems impossible. Boy, ain't this good. And let me tell you what God loves about it. God loves when you're obedient. It just makes him excited when he sees us obedient. You know, even though Jesus was on the cross and he was going through the pain, but the Bible said it pleased the Father because he was obedient. No, and sometimes obedience hurt, but what good going to come out of it? Oh, I wish I had a witness today. God want to show us this awesome wondering working power that we have. But it ain't demonstrated a lot no more. The church is not demonstrating the power that it possesses anymore because it's hard to find people that are obedient. Am I right about it? This obedience, say obedience is better than sacrificing. Amen. See what I just said? I told some of y'all to say it. Y'all was obedient, wasn't it? Some of these Negroes ain't said a thing. Ain't that right? Because it's hard for some folks to be what? Obedient. It really is. It's hard for some folks to be obedient. Some folks do what they want to do. Come on, say amen. Amen. Say, I want to be obedient. From the very beginning, God told Adam and Eve to be obedient. That's all he told them to be. And as long as they was obedient, they were blessed, weren't they, y'all? Amen. And all God wanted them to do was to continue to be obedient. And if they would have been obedient and continue to be obedient, we wouldn't be in the shape that we in now. You know why we in the shape we in now? Because they disobeyed. Can I help you today? You in the shape that you in now because you were obedient, or you in the shape that you in now because you were disobedient? Come on, breathe hard now. Come on, give me something to work with. Amen. Am I right about it? Because if you're in good shape, it's because you've been obedient. But if you're in bad shape, it's because you've been disobedient. Say glory to God. God ain't short when it comes to his promises. Because God don't put us in a situation where he's trying to get us to be disobedient. God wouldn't put us in a situation where he tempt us to do wrong. Matter of fact, God want us to do what's right. God want to give us more than enough. God want to bless us with riches and wealth. God want us to have the best in life because we his children. Don't you want your children to have the best in life?
Yes.
But don't you still want them to be obedient?
Yes.
Say glory to God.
And
that's what he wanted Adam and Eve to be, obedient. And he wanted them to have the best in life. But he wouldn't put them in a situation where he'll tempt them to be disobedient.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Am I right about it?
Right.
Would you put yours in a situation? To be disobedient. He didn't put them in that garden and told them. He said, every day I want you to go to this tree and look at it and let me be tempted by this tree. He didn't do that. He didn't say, go to this garden every day and be tempted. No, he told them, stay away from it.
Right.
Stay away from this tree. Now, if you obey me, you'll be all right. Am I right about it?
Right.
How many of y'all be all right if you stayed away from some things?
Right.
Stayed away from some people.
Right.
Say glory to God.
Glory.
See, God don't tempt us. He don't put us in a situation to cause us to fall. We do that to ourselves. All of us, when we get ready to disobey God, we did it because we wanted to. Because you know what happened with the Bible said? He said, bless you when you endure temptation. You get a crown of life. You get wisdom, knowledge, and an understanding. How many want a peace of mind? Hallelujah. How many of y'all know when you obey, you got a peace of mind? And you have that peace that what surpass all understanding. And how many of you know when you disobey, you're always wondering when something's going to happen? You might well say amen. Ain't I right about it? Y'all, I wish I had somebody say amen.
Amen.
You smell good. You look good. You got on new stuff. Act like you're excited then. I know I'm preaching. Y'all don't even have to tell me. Amen. God is good, ain't he, y'all? God's supernatural power is his will for us. Adam was a powerful man. He named everything. He called it what it was. That brother had power. Eve had power too. They had that supernatural power because they was obedient. But guess what happened when they disobeyed? They lost that power. They lost that power because they chose to be disobedient. Ain't that right? They decided to be disobedient. How many of y'all know whether you're obedient or not is a choice? Isn't it a choice? You choose whether you're going to obey or not. Isn't that right? How many of y'all sit up here and don't tell no lie, talking about the devil made you did it? You did it because you wanted to, didn't it? If it was right, you did it because you wanted to, right? And if it was wrong, you did it because you wanted to. You sure did. You know, the man got arrested because he slapped his wife. Slapped that taste out of her mouth. And they asked him, why did you do that? You decided to do that. He said, she kept running her mouth, but you didn't have to hit her. He said, but I decided to slap that taste out of her mouth. And he went to jail, y'all. And Big Bubba and them slapped the taste out of his mouth. Ain't nobody saying that. Ain't that right? Obedience is a choice. How many of y'all in here want the best that God got? How many of y'all want to see supernatural wealth in your life? How many of y'all want all your bills paid on time? How many want to walk on a car lot and you ain't even got to put a down payment on it and pay cash for it? How many want to live in the upscale neighborhoods? Amen. How many want the best that God got to offer you? Say, I do, I do. You know what the answer is? Obey. Come on, say amen. Obey. Just do what he said. Just obey. When we obey, that supernatural power of them blessings begin to overtake us. Let me show y'all some Proverbs 13 and 15. I'm going to show you some Proverbs 13 15. Proverbs 13 and 15. Look what the words say. Proverbs 13 and 15. Proverbs 13 and 15. Good understand give favor, but the way of the transgressor is hard. Watch this. When you understand that obedience will bring you favor, obedience will bring you favor, God will bless you with what you didn't even ask for. He'll give you favor when you just do what he said. Am I right about it? You ain't got to work overtime. You ain't got to kiss up to nobody. All you got to do is just do what he said. God will give you favor. How many believe God for favor today? I wish I had a witness. I believe God for favor today. And a lot of times folks say, favor ain't fair. But if you do what God said do, he'll take you from the back of the line and put you up in the front of the line. Because that's his favor, ain't that right? He favor me. Say it again. He favor me. I don't know about y'all, but he favor me. See, you make God move. He'll move for you when you understand obedience. He'll move for you. He'll move for you. When you obey and do what God said, he will move for you. Heaven will move for you. They'll talk about you up there and they'll release power on your life. And people down here will see the favor of God on your life. When I'm talking about see the favor of God on your life, they will see the outpouring of God's blessing on your life. Tell somebody, I'm demonstrating this favor. Come on. All I got to do is be obedient. Say it, Jess. All I got to do is be obedient. That's all I got to do. Say it, Shaquille. All I got to do is be obedient. That's all I got to do. What's hard about saying that? All I got to do is be obedient. See, when you talk about it, you're going to end up doing it. Amen. You keep saying that you're going to do it. Am I right about it? And but look what the other part says. It said, but the way of the transgressor is hard. It's hard when you're disobedient. Life become hard. It really do. Life come real hard. Bad stuff happen to you all the time when you're disobedient. Sick. You won't never have enough. You won't see that favor. It'll be tough times, hard times, difficult times, calamities and affliction all the time. Hey, we ain't exempt from it, but we don't supposed to have it all the time. But the way of the transgressor is hard. See, when you give favor, folk will give you something, and they ain't even got to know your name. They said, the Lord just told me to bless you. But when it's hard, ain't nobody going to give you nothing. They won't give you nothing. Let's look at it. When Adam and Eve was obedient, let's just look at all the plenty they had. They just had everything. Why would you want to lose all of the blessings that God gave you because you decide to do what you want to do? As long as you do what God said do, he going to bless you. Why would you lose your blessings? Why would you lose your supernatural power and protection and provision because you want to do what you want to do? That's what we do. We lose it all because we want to do what we want to do. Look at this thing, y'all. Look at this thing. All they had to do was keep doing what he said do. Can I see, be honest with me, how many of y'all in here really struggle with obedience? You're struggling with it. You're struggling with it. It's a battle for you because you want to do what you want to do. You constantly battle with just doing what God said do. There are Christians that willfully sin. You don't even have to tempt them. They're going to sin. They choose to sin, and they enjoy sinning and they are totally in their flesh. They mind already made up. They're going to cheat tonight. They're going to steal tonight. They're going to do whatever they want. They mind already made up. And then instead of what the word said in Matthew 6 and 13, it said, the word said, Jesus said, when we pray, he told us to pray, lead me not, what, into temptation. But some of us, we praying to go into temptation. Can I give you an example? Some of us pray, Lord, help me do wrong. You said, no, Lord, I don't pray to do wrong. Yes, you do. When you tell my Lord, let me hit the lottery. Lord ain't in the lottery. Amen. y'all ain't even saying that. Lord, let me bingo tonight. Lord ain't in that. Come on, say amen. The Lord ain't in that, is he, y'all? Let my dog win. Amen. The Lord ain't in there. Let me make this drug deal. The Lord is not in there. Come on, say amen. Anybody getting help? Say, I'm getting help. Say, I'm getting help. We supposed to say, lead me what? Not into temptation, but deliver me what? Because if I'm disobedient, it's going to lead me into evil. And God don't want nothing bad to happen to us. If I keep obeying, won't nothing bad happen to me. If it do bad happen to me, God will get me out of it. Amen. Anybody getting something? Amen. Amen. Watch this. It's a lot of Christians struggling with disobedience. They can't do it on a consistent basis. Because you got some of us, we obey a little while, and then a little while, we disobedient. And see, we obey today, but we disobedient tomorrow. Or we may obey this morning, but we ain't obedient this evening. Am I right about it? Because we struggle with it. And most Christians are not obedient because you don't see this power being demonstrated with all these blessings. We want a miracle. We need a miracle. But we struggle with just how to get it by being obedient. Now, let me tell you about a lot of us. Don't get mad. See, you ain't going to get mad, so I'm not going to get mad. Be obedient, Michael. Don't be obedient, Michael. Stay woke. Don't be bad. All right? Amen. Be obedient. Now watch this. When we obedient, we up to something, ain't it? See, I'm gonna say that. We up to something. When we need a miracle, we'll say, Lord, I'll do what you say. Ain't that right? When we get in trouble, we obedient. Ain't that right? We sick and we about to die, we'll do what you say, Lord. Ain't that right? We need some money, financial blessings. We'll do what the Lord said do, won't we? We get obedient during hard times, don't we? Difficult times, we get obedient, don't we, y'all? That's because we know if we do right, God still bless us. But how come we just can't keep continuing to be obedient so the blessings can continue to flow? Look what Isaiah 119 said. Isaiah 119 said, if you're willing, what? Inobedient, what? You eat the good of the land. Oh, quit talking about I'm jealous of what Ray Ray and Pookie got. I'm jealous of what Shanae and them got. Quit talking about you jealous of what your kin folks got. You can have just what they have. Or you can have even more. Am I right about it? But the scripture say if you're what? Willing. You know what that means? That means you want to do it. I want to do what's right. How many of y'all excited about doing what's right? You know, folk could do something, but they really don't want to do it. They was obedient. Yeah, they had a program, but they ain't really want to have a program. And you'll see how shabby it is. Ain't that right? Because they really didn't want to do it. Ain't that right? And when they don't really want to do it, it ain't going to turn out right. Ain't that right? Am I right about it? Say amen. That's the God's honest truth. We want God to just bless us and we don't really want to do it. See, Cain and Abel was told to do something. That's what God said, do something. Cain was willing to do it. He didn't want to do it God's way. You know, he did it his way, but Abel really wanted to do it. And God blessed Abel, but he didn't bless Cain. See, that's the difference between the haves and the have not. We got some folk that really want to do it. And then we got some that don't want to do it. And they'll do it anyway. Because obedience is better than sacrifice. Ain't that right? I'm going to do it, but I really don't want to do it. Mama said, wash the dishes. I'll do it, but I don't really want to do it. You want somebody to bless you. Mama say, empty the garbage. I don't want to do it. But I do it. But as soon as you want some money, hallelujah, you want mama to give it to you. Ain't that right? See, I'm in the right place. That's how we do God. We think we can tell God tell us to do something. We really don't want to do it. But then when we need a blessing, we want to try to make sure, you know, we do it so God can give it to us. But we really didn't want to do it. Let me tell y'all some African-American Israelites, y'all are God's people. And God got a covenant with y'all. Y'all need to stop looking at these other folk and other races. God got a covenant with y'all. And this is covenant right here. This is his covenant. If you willing, Bevo, and you willing, Bevo, I'm talking about if you willing and you obedient, you'll eat the good of the land. But let me show you what the other part of that covenant say. Verse 20 says, but if you refuse and you rebel, you shall be devoured with the sword, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken. See, obedience is for your good. It's for our good. Ain't it, y'all? So don't you see that word refuse said? That means you don't want to do it. You refuse to do it. And then he said, that's why it's so hard for some of us. Because we refuse to be obedient. Some of you sitting up here now, you refuse to do what your husband say do. You refuse to do what your wife say do. You refuse to do what your parents say do. And obedience is supposed to be for you. It's going to work out for your good. This is a good Easter sermon, ain't it, y'all? How many of this helping y'all? Y'all know he walked on water. Don't y'all know he walked on water? Don't y'all know he turned water into wine? You've been hearing that a long time, ain't it? But how many of y'all know you can walk on water and turn water into wine? If you be obedient. You can be obedient. Do you know what God said? God said if you obey him and do those things that are pleasing in his sight, he said no good thing he'll withhold from you. Why are we struggling? And all we got to do is just obey. And stop refusing to obey. You ain't hurt nobody but yourself when you don't want to be obedient. Did Adam hurt it? Adam hurt all us, y'all. He hurt us, y'all. But thank God Jesus helped us. Didn't Jesus help us, y'all? Am I preaching this thing right now? How many of y'all agree obedience is for my good? And it's for my good. How many of y'all, when you look at your children, you want them to obey? Say, I want my children to obey. Isn't it a blessing when they do what you say? But they something else when they don't, ain't they, y'all? Life is more better when they do what you say, ain't it? And they make it hard for you when they don't do what you say, don't they, y'all? How many of y'all want to do something for them obedient children? Say, I do. I want to do something for my obedient children. Ain't that right? Glory to God. Take my one of my obedient children. She really is, y'all. That's my boo there. I named her boo. Amen. All of them get disobedient, don't they, y'all? But it's a blessing when they obey, don't they? They stick out when they obey, don't they? And you give them favor, don't you? Mm-hmm. Boo get favor. Boo can cook some chicken. Cook some chicken. Boo can cook some macaroni, some cheese. Boo can cook some dressing, some gravy. Boo can do a lot of stuff. And Boo always asking Daddy to give her some money. Amen. Did y'all hear that? How many of y'all know it ain't a struggle going in your pocket when they obey? It ain't a struggle, is it, y'all? But how many of y'all know it's a struggle going in your pocket when they disobey? Say amen. You know, Josh, he a good son. That's a good young man. I love my son, Josh. You know, I have to remind him to empty garbage, but when I do, he'll jump up and he'll empty that garbage. You know what? I like that. He don't get no attitude. He don't get no looks on his face. He don't go looking all crazy because you ask him to empty garbage. Sometimes when they don't want to do it, you don't even want to ask them. Ain't that right? Do you know how God look at us when we frown when he asks us to do something? Do you know how God really looks at us? See, Jesus is on this cross, and he ain't frowning. He's not frowning. He's humbling himself, and he's being obedient while he's dying. Y'all ain't even dying. You ain't even dying. And then he got an attitude when somebody asks you to do something. You got this ugly look on your face like somebody got to do something for you. Am I right about it? It's the obedience is for your good. You the one want the new clothes. You the one want the money. And all they're asking you to do is obey. Ain't that right? Say glory to God. How many of y'all know when they get them looks on your face, you don't want to do nothing for them? See, y'all ain't even saying that. You don't want to do nothing for them. Isn't that right? And then when they ask you to do something, they want you to be happy, don't they, y'all? But I'm helping us today. And I'm almost through. Say, you almost, Pastor. You almost. Now watch this, Danny. I'm helping us brothers. I'm helping us. My responsibility when it comes to my wife and my children is to teach them to obey. And they supposed to obey me. Come on, brothers, raise your hand. They supposed to obey us, don't they, y'all? How many of y'all know a lot of your family members wouldn't be in the trouble they in if they did what you said? Amen. Amen. Don't let the enemy put you to sleep today. Amen. Don't let him do that to y'all today. Amen. Say hallelujah. Come on, mama. How many of y'all know your children would be in better shape if they would have just did what you said? Come on, say amen. Say glory to God. They'd be in better shape if they'd have did what you said. And that's our responsibility. It's to train them and teach them how to be obedient. We don't want them hanging with disobedient children. Got disobedient children to teach them how to be disobedient. Now let me ask you something. Look at your friends. Are your friends obedient or are they disobedient? Because if not, birds of a feather flock together. Am I right about it? Your girlfriend, do she obey her husband? Because if she don't, you ain't going to obey yours. Because why? Birds of a feather what? If homeboy mistreating his wife and don't do what she asks him, hey, birds of a feather flock together. They do. They flock together. See, my friends are people that are obedient. I don't hang with disobedient people. I don't hang with guys who commit adultery, out there doing everything. I don't hang with them because they disobedient. Do you know just like obedience, the blessings flow? Hey, baby, y'all better wake up. Curses flow. You hanging with disobedient people. You don't hang with nobody teach you how to disobey your parents. You don't hang with nobody teach you how to disobey your husband and disobey your wife. Am I right about it? Now I'm going to give you the good one. Disobey your pastor. They'll teach you to do that. Y'all know that, don't they? They'll tell you, you ain't got to do what he say. And then you wonder why you ain't getting no blessings. You wonder why you struggle all the time. It's not God's will for you to be with folk who teach you how to disobey God. Adam was by himself. He was blessed. He was obeying God. Then what happened? One day he went to sleep. God took a rib out, and there was Eve. Eve came into his life, and she helped him disobey God. She's supposed to be helping him what? Stay in obedience. Say glory to God. You don't help your husband disobey. You help him obey. Say amen. You don't help your wife disobey. You help her obey. Here she go. Come on. Here, Adam. And he's over there. Okay, baby. He ate too. And both of them got kicked out. Both of them lost their garden. Now he out there working hard all day. And she over there having children and hurting all day. Now he got to rule her, holler at her, and cuss her out like a sailor on a ship. And she got to sit there and got to go, Adam, you treat me real bad. And Adam looking at her like, if it went for you, I wouldn't be in the shape that I'm in now. See, they fighting and they fussing. And when all they had to do was obey. Adam should have told Eve that day, leave that tree alone. Stay away around that tree. I don't care how mad you get, stay away around that tree. Adam should have did like I do Bobette. Get away from around them. You ain't finna buy all that. Come on, let's get in the car and go. Y'all ain't saying that. Ain't that right? Say glory to God. Don't you need somebody to help you obey? Don't you need folk in your life gonna tell you what's right? Say glory to God. That was wrong with some of you now. You should have listened to somebody. Now you're mad at Pastor Anna. Sitting up in jail, you should have been listening, ain't that right? Sitting up there broke and ain't got a dime, you should have listened to somebody, ain't it? You're in there sick now and the doctor said you might not get well, you should have listened to somebody. When they told you was eating too much, you should have put that plate down, amen. Say glory. When they told you was speeding, you should have slowed that car down, ain't that right? You need somebody that's going to tell you to obey, ain't that right? And that's what I'm in your life for. I'm in your life to help you obey. Say, help me, Pastor. Say, help me one more time, Pastor. If you went to the doctor and the doctor told you he saw where you were going to die, He saw you was going to die. He didn't tell you. And you just went on with life, and then you went back to the hospital, and they said you had a tumor, and it's been there for the longest. And your doctor knew it, and he didn't tell you. You'll be mad at that doctor. When you be mad, you want to sue him, won't you? Ain't going to do you no good because you finna die. But you'll be mad. And you'll say to yourself, I could have lived a little longer if he'd have told me the truth, wouldn't he? But why y'all get mad at me when I tell y'all the truth? Because you're going to die if you don't obey. Amen. You keep being hard-headed, you ain't going to live long. You keep refusing to be obedient, you're not going to live long. Things ain't going to happen right for you. And that's all I'm here for, to tell you, because he said obey them that have the rule over you. Because they watch for your soul. I know y'all get mad at my little phone calls, and I know you get mad at me what I preach and I teach, but hey, I'm going to be held accountable if I don't tell you. Yeah. And then it's for your good to obey me. Because he said, obey them what? They have rule over you. Because they watch for your soul. And then you ought not to give me a hard time, because when I get grieved, I can't see things in your life. See, I can see things in your life before they happen, whether you know it or not. Mm-hmm. Don't you want to see danger before it comes?
Yeah.
Amen. And if I call you one night with this supernatural power, and I'm praying and I'm speaking in tongues, and I call you that night and say, look, the Holy Spirit told me to tell you, don't write that check. And you write it anyway. And it bounced all over town. And that was the last one you supposed to have wrote, and they come put you in jail. It ain't my fault. It ain't my fault. If the Holy Spirit meets me, don't you marry that man. That man going to beat you. He going to do you real bad. And you marry him anyway. It ain't my fault. You marry that woman, she steal all your money, and she go with all your friends at the same time. It ain't my fault. Am I right about it? Mm-hmm. You keep staying with that man, he keep beating you every night and dogging you out. And pastor said, you know, you need to leave him for a while and pray and ask God for more direction. Ain't my fault if you come to church in a neck brace. Amen. Ain't nobody saying that, but I'm just telling the truth. Not one black eye, but two black eyes and a busted lip and three teeth knocked out your mouth. It ain't my fault. Am I right about it? You got to be obedient to what the Holy Spirit is saying to you. And I'm almost through. Now, this is what we do. And y'all, let's get some help. We'll start obeying God. And you know when you obey God, your blessing going to come in. Renee, you're a good example to me. And I love to talk. Renee got some areas she got to work in. But when Renee get ready to do what's right, she do it. She hang in there. She stick with it. And then God always move. You know what some of us do? We obey. And when it get a little hard, we quit. Because you know what? Time you get ready to start being obedient, your flesh going to act up. Ain't that right, Katrina? Soon as you start saying, God, I'm going to do what you say. I'm going to do what my husband said. I'm going to do what my mama said. I'm going to be obedient. That flesh start acting up. Am I right, Danny? Don't it act up? It acts up when you decide you're going to do right. Am I right, Bevo? It act up. That's Bevo, whether you know it or not. Ain't that right, Folly? When soon as you get ready to do what's right, the flesh going to make it easy for you to do wrong. But let me tell you what the word say. I got a word for you. I got a word for you. If you take this word today and you walk with this word today and you believe this word, RJ, watch how God move in your life. Galatians 6 and 9 said, let us not be what? Weary. And what? For what? In due season, we shall reap if we faint not. Oh, man, isn't that a blessing, y'all? Now, watch this, y'all. I'm closing. This is a major, major decision to do what's right. Because major things going to happen in your life. Good things going to happen in your life. And you talking about being a blessing. You ain't talking about just for you. You're going to be a blessing to everybody else. But guess what? It's going to get a little weary sometime. But the Bible said don't get weary in well-doing. Because it's a season going to come where nothing going to overtake you but blessings. I'm in that season. I'm telling y'all right now, I'm in that season. Watch this. You think I'm going to lose all my blessings? All my blessings? And I done caught all this hell? Huh? Because I want a piece of tail? Oh, no. Oh, no. It ain't worth it. Am I right about it? You think I'm going to lose all my blessings to go out here and do something that God said don't do and lose all my blessings? You know how many years it took me to get where I am? Oh, it don't take but a day to mess it all up. Being disobedient. Am I right about it? Tough times don't last always, but tough, faithful people do. When you done made a choice, I'm going to obey, hang in there. I don't care what the rest of the children in school doing, I'm going to obey. I don't care what the girls doing, I'm going to obey. I don't care what everybody else doing, I'm going to obey. Because I like being blessed. I love blessings. I like going into the store and buying what I want to buy. I like paying my bills on time. I like having money in my pocket. Hey man, glory to God. I like driving nice cars, living in nice neighborhoods. Hallelujah. Y'all ain't saying that. And all I got to do is what? Keep being what? Obedient. Keep being obedient. And don't get weary what? Somebody always going to try to come at you when you're doing right. They're going to come at you when you're doing right. They're going to be jealous of you. They're going to be envy of you. They don't want you to have nothing. Because you're obedient. This obedient brother here. That's why he blessed. See that back there behind you, man, with pulling your braid. That girl behind you. She obedient. That's why she blessed. And there's some more in here. They getting there. They coming, y'all. Y'all hear me? Glory to God. How many of y'all know you'll fall sometime? Well, what you supposed to do? I thought I was going to hear somebody say something. You what? Get back up. See, this is the problem right here. Why are we obedient? See, if we faint, we ain't getting in. We're not getting in. You were doing good. Then all of a sudden, you faint. You quit. You give up. That's why you don't have the blessing. Don't faint. Don't give up. Say, I'm in it to win it. Say it. I'm in it to win it. Say, I'm in the long haul. Ain't that right? Yeah, it's some areas in my life I got to work on with obedience, but I'm going to get this one right first, and then I'm going to work on the next one. Am I right about it? Ain't that how it work, bro? Ain't that how it work? That's how it work. Say glory to God. See, it's sad, y'all. We got all these promises, and we can't even get in the promised land. God, we won't obey. All these blessings God got. The world riding around here in Jaguars and walls and everything. And we supposed to be riding them. The world living good. That's our stuff. Because we won't obey. Jesus showed us that we can obey even in the tough time. That's where you got to prove that right there. It's easy to obey when everything going right. Ain't that right? But it's the tough time. Isn't that right, Harold? Yeah. Stop looking at yourself. Stop saying, why not? Why me? How come they ain't gave me this? And how come they ain't done that? You just keep being obedient. Because you know what happened? When you're obedient, you're sending a ship out. And when you send that ship out, because you've been obedient, look for it to come back. It's coming back. It pays off, don't it, y'all? Don't it pay off to be obedient? It really do. It pay off to be obedient. Don't do what other folk do. Don't be moved by what they do. If wife don't want to obey, you obey. If husband don't want to obey, you obey. If children don't want to obey, you obey. I don't care who don't want to obey, but you obey. And watch how God move in your life. Tell your neighbor favor is coming. Come on. Tell your neighbor, say favor coming. Say, I got a word today. Come on, tell them I got a word today. Let me show you how powerful it is. I'm going to show you how powerful it is. I'm going to show you how powerful it is. You can help me come on in. I'm going to just show you how powerful it is. Come on, man. Give me something, man. This is, you got the flow with this. Come on, we got to touch and agree. Knife in the play like never before. Watch this. Watch this. Touch somebody and agree with them. Come on. Anybody, touch them and agree with them. Because let me show you how that power will when you obey. Come on, touch somebody. You got somebody. Just touch anybody. Come on, Brown. We're going to touch. We're going to touch. We're touching on obedience. Come on, y'all. Let's touch on obedience. Come on, come on, come on. Give me somebody. We're going to touch on obedience. Come on, baby. Give me something. We're touching on obedience. You know what obedience is? We're going to touch on obedience. You know what obedience is? Come on, give me something. We're going to touch on obedience. Come on, Michael Jackson, give me some. We're going to touch on obedience. Amen. Everybody know what obedience is. We're touching on obedience. Because let me show you how that power will work. Watch this. Brittany, baby, it's powerful in obedience. Oh, you talking about power, Melinda. Oh, my God. I'm about to cry up in here. You hear me, boy? It's power in obedience. He was on that cross, y'all. He was on that cross. Man, he died. But because he was so obedient, guess what happened? He didn't stay dead. Oh, man, y'all should have got some. Touch and agree with me again. Women, you can't kill obedience, could you? You can't kill it, could you? Could you, Renee? It won't die with it. You can't kill it. They thought he was dead. They celebrated. Because they thought he was dead. Let me show you how powerful it is to be obedient. On the day when he died, the sun refused to shine. That's power in it, y'all. In obedience. And the Bible said the earth shook and it rocked like a drunken man. It said the graves opened up. It said the dead got out of the grave and started walking among the living. Obedience is powerful, y'all. Am I right about it? You want to see your children come out of the grave? Be obedient. Say hallelujah. You want to see your marriage come from the grave? Be obedient. See your finances come from the grave? Be obedient. You want your health back? Hallelujah. Care what the doctor say you got to live with. I said be obedient. And watch your health rise from the grave. Say glory to God. Come on, I touch on obedience. That's all it's about. All he did, he just humbled himself. I know I want to have my way, but you know what? I'm going to humble myself, and I'm going to do what's right. Obedience is powerful, baby. It's powerful. It's powerful. They came looking for him. Get what? Mary was the first one. She went there looking for him. And the angel said, he don't lay here no more. Mm-mm, he ain't here no more. He's not here no more. She said, who is this? He said, he has risen. Yes. And you know what she did? She went back and told the disciples, and they started running too. And Peter was an old man. Peter took out first. But John was faster than Peter because he was a young man. And he passed Peter. And when he got there, he said, he gone. He gone. He gone. But then guess what? He appeared to them. Yes, he did. Let me tell you what he'll do. He'll come to you. If you be obedient, he'll come to you. He'll come to you. He will. That's how powerful obedience is. Everything I got, it ain't because of my education. It ain't because of my charisma. It ain't because I'm so fine and good looking. All the glory to God. Well, what you mean by that? Yes, sir, that's right. We fine. We good looking. Amen. Amen. You know where it comes from? Just obedient. All the favor I ever had in my life come from obedience. You hear me, Danny? It come from obedience. You hear that, Renee? It come from obedience. You hear me, Mike? It come from obedience. I hadn't done that spectacular. But you know what? When I'm obedient, but guess what happened to Willie Brown? A supernatural power come over me. Yeah. Come on, say yeah, 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 yeah. Come on, say yeah, 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 yeah. This good ain't it good, y'all. Hey, look, 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 look. You ain't got to go to college. You ain't got to go to college. You ain't got to go do all this other stuff. Just start being obedient. Your business gonna prosper. Your whole life gonna change. The people around you gonna change. Everything gonna change around you. All you got to do is just be obedient. Be obedient. Ain't that's how it work? Ain't that's how it work? Say glory to God. That's how he got out of that grave. If he would have disobeyed, he couldn't have done it. He couldn't have done it. Come on, no more I can't do it. Come on, I'm not. No more couldn't have done it in your life. No more couldn't have done it. You can do it. All you got to do is just be obedient. Just obedient. Ain't that right? Now, this is what you got to do all week. Say, I'm obedient. Just keep saying, I'm obedient. Oh, yeah, you're going to fall, but just keep saying, I'm obedient. I'm obedient. I'm obedient. Just keep saying, I'm obedient. Just all day long, say, I'm obedient. I told my wife, I said, just keep saying you're obedient. I'm obedient to my husband. Say, I'm obedient to my church. I'm obedient to my church. Mature and obedient to me. We got to be obedient to one another. Amen? I ain't said foolish. Y'all know what foolish is. You don't do what everybody tell you, but just what? Be obedient. Brittany Goffin opened doors for you like never before when you're obedient. When you're obedient, God can open doors for you, brother, like never before. Amen. You cutting your home blessings off when you disobedient and your spouse obedient. You cutting your blessings off in your home. Did we get an answer? Amen. Hey, tell your neighbor I got an answer. Come on. Did anybody hear from the Lord today? Then you ain't got to pump me up, but did you hear from the Lord today? Ain't you glad you came? I heard from the Lord. I don't know about you. Did you hear from the Lord? Amen. Now watch this. Some of y'all say, you know you're going to struggle, but get what? I'm going to be obedient. Amen. Amen. God bless you. God sanctify you. Continue, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we thank you for a clear conscience right now to be obedient to your will. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Baby, what you going in there for?